Our new friends and family found a way to help us. I got the treatment I needed, and eventually I was healed. I remember coming home to tremendous warmth and love from everyone. I think that is when I began to believe that there was no problem we could not solve.
Okay. Myerly begins her story by telling us about something that happened when she was 8. She was running across a rooftop trying to save a little bird that had been caught by a cat when she fell and hurt her head really badly. So right away, we learned something about what kind of person she is. Even as a little kid, she was willing to risk her own safety to help a creature in trouble. It's not hard to believe she joined the peace movement when she got older. Let's find out how that happened. Keep reading after the space on page 55, starting with, "In January 1996.
In January 1996, the day before Milton was killed, all the kids from the neighborhood were out playing soccer. It was a beautiful day and a great game. I was on Milton's team, and when we won, he grabbed me by the wrists and twirled me around and around until I was screaming with laughter and giddiness. He was 15, I was 12, and I adored him. Everyone was so happy that day. It was such a long time since we had all played together. Everyone was saying, "Oh, we must do this again." 3 days later, we were all together again. Only this time, it was for Milton's funeral. And everyone was saying, "I can't believe it." Around dawn, on the day after the soccer game, a gang fight had broken out. Milton was at home, but he heard the commotion and went out to see what was going on. Milton